A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus went to the region of Judea and beyond the Jordan, and crowds again gathered around him, and as was his custom, he again taught them. Some Pharisees came, and to test him, they asked, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?" He answered them, "What did Moses command you?" They said, "Moses allowed a man to write a certificate of dismissal and to divorce her." But Jesus said to them, "Because of your hardness of heart, he wrote this commandment for you. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate." Then in the house, the disciples asked him again about this matter. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, as a person who's never been married, I am not remotely qualified to hold forth to you on fidelity, on sticking together in spite of difficulties and disagreements, and so forth. But I'd like to quote, of all people, Lauren Bacall, because I think she was absolutely right when she said, more or less, I haven't found the exact words, "Show me a couple who say they've never had a crossword, and I'll show you a couple of liars." Now, Bacall, of course, was was Humphrey Bogart's fourth wife, and she's Jewish, so she can hardly be expected to toe the Catholic line on divorce. But what she said seems to me a very sensible, down-to-earth recognition of the inevitability, even in the very best marriage, of moments of tension. The point that's being made here is that marriage demands a lot of tolerance, a lot of hard work. And that's exactly what's implicit in Jesus' extreme position. Jesus tells the Pharisees that the law of Moses, the Torah, allowed divorce in certain circumstances because of what Jesus calls hardness of heart. That's to say, the inability to adapt, the inability to work through problems, rather than just slam the door and say, "Okay, that's it. I've had enough. I've had more than enough. Let's end it here." It's typical of Jesus to take a position like this, an extreme position. He's the one, after all, who told us to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. I'm pretty sure he didn't have any illusions about our success in this, but we are supposed to try. We can't just take the comfortable bits of our faith and give ourselves license to skip all the bits we don't like. It's not a case of choosing which chocolate to have, to have the one with the soft center or to have the hard one that will last longer but will break your teeth. Being a Christian is not a box of chocolates. And don't you think anyway we can extend the range of application of what Jesus says in this passage? Isn't it about something more than marriage? Isn't it a reminder that when you make a commitment, when you make a solemn promise before God and before your brothers and sisters, you can't just go back on it? there's a line in Macbeth where Shakespeare talks about people that keep the word of promise to our ear and break it to our hope. In other words, people that say, oh, yes, I will, I'll do it, I swear, and then go back on their word. All of us Dominicans, whether we're friars or nuns or lay Dominicans, we all make a promise to live according to our rule. And probably not one of us is 100% faithful to that promise. But we try. We try to keep it. We don't give up. It's like that song from one of the Astaire Rogers movies. Pick yourself up, dust yourself down, start all over again. That's what you have to do, I think, if your marriage is going to work. That's what you have to do if you have any sense of honor about anything you solemnly promise. The first reading at today's Mass from the letter of James puts it this way: let your yes be yes and your no be no, so that you may not fall under condemnation.